We'll move on to LD 685, an act to require vegetable gardens at state prisons. Representative McFadden. It's all yours, sir.
Morning. Straighten down here a little bit. First. That's a test. Yeah, I have to test a little bit. Good morning, Senator Mason, my seatmate on the Education Committee, Representative Plummer, and esteemed members of the Joint Standing Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. And I'm probably in the most secure room I've been in since I've been in the legislature. Purely around here. I know I testified on the true regionalization bill a couple of years ago, and I almost didn't dare turn around. Because we had so many enemies behind us. But anyway, I'm representing Howard McFadden, House District 30, which includes the towns of Dennisville, Pembroke, Edmonds Township, Marion Township, Cadence Township, Cooper, Nettie Bamps, Crawford, Alexander, Wesley, Township 9, Township 10, Township 17, Township 31, Day Block, Township 30,
Jonesboro,
Franklin, Mariahville, Osborne, Great Pond, Amherst, Aurora, Centerville, Whitneyville, Marsfield, Northfield, Du Bois, Bennington, and several more unorganized territories, and I've left any out, I apologize. My memory is shorter than it used to be 60 to 70 years ago. I'm here today to introduce LD 685, an act to require vegetable gardens at correctional and detention facilities operated by the Department of Correction. Now, this is a straightforward bill. You shouldn't have any problem with this whatsoever. And this bill is by request. And I have a request. I'd like to request that the person that requested me to present the bill will have more than 3 minutes, and she's sitting right behind me. So if that would be a possibility, I'd really appreciate it.
We allow the presenter to yield his unlimited time to someone who would like to present the bill further, so if that's your request.
Yes.
So be it.
Okay. First of all, I want to be sure that these are not major substantive rules. This would be a routine technical rule, so that will help us out a lot. Second thing, there must be room on campus for the, or I should say, I don't like to say jails and correctional centers, but I'll just call it on campus. There needs to be room on campus for these gardens. And it must be a correctional center or a detention center that's operated by the Department of Corrections. And I think I have that correct, I'm not sure. The persons must maintain the garden. They plant it first. I guess they plant it before you maintain it. You plant the garden and you maintain the garden. And then they would harvest the veggies to feed the prisoners and who else ever might be needed. Okay, and the way the bill reads is the commissioner may adopt the rules at his or her discretion, but I'm sure that we need to make sure the local control, so the sheriff and his staff and the centers have final say in what happens. I just talked to one of the person that works at the jail in Machias. They just told me this morning that they already have raised figs and gardens at the Box Harbor Correctional Center, and I suspect there might be more around the state, but we need to expand that we possibly can. So at that, I will stop. I won't take up any more time. I'd be happy to answer any questions, and I want to thank you for listening. And if I can answer any questions, I have a lady right behind me here that I'm sure can answer most of them.
Thank you. It's good to see you in this committee.
Questions?
Representative McFadden. Any questions?
I'm disappointed. No one has a question.
Representative Burns.
Representative Burns came to the rescue. He always does. He did when he was on the state police force. He did the same thing.
Why didn't you read the bottom? You're all on there.
They aren't on mine.
Oh, okay.
Did I leave any out?
No, you did well.
Thank you very much.
I don't know, from that list, I think we might call you Governor McFadden. Basically, the whole state, I think.
Well, it might be easier for me to name all the towns I do not represent than the ones that I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I believe you've yielded your time to a lady in the audience.
Yes, I have. And I have one more. I have another legislator right here that wants to.
And we will get to him after.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Legislators, my name is Nancy Oden. Can you hear me? O-D-E-N. I live in Jonesboro, which he almost left out, in Washington County. There are five Washington County people in this room right this minute, which is kind of amazing. Representative Burns has heard me talk about gardens for some years now on various committees. Just as a sideline so I don't forget it, the Bucks Harbor raised bed is not very raised and it's not very much. I've seen it. It's nice, it's a start, but the prisoners don't work it, and it's not much. Why do we need this? Oh, I told you my name. Okay, I'm an organic grower and a regular pest. I'm talking about gardens in the unorganized territories and gardens for prisoners and gardens for everyone, because Maine is not food secure. We need thousands more small, diverse farmers in order to feed just Maine, about 25,000 by my calculations. And we're not anywhere near. A lot of the food grown in Maine now, potatoes and blueberries and so on, gets shipped out of state. It's not for us. So we need farmers. And I am on this mission to try to create farmers. I spoke a few months ago at the Bucks Harbor facility, and 33 hard criminals were in the room, guys, and nobody left. They could have left. They sat there for 2 hours, and they asked good questions, and they made good comments. And I told them, I said, you guys are felons. You're going to get out of here. You're going to be our neighbors, and there are no jobs. So you have to learn how to take care of yourself. You need to be self-sufficient. If you learn enough about gardening, you can hire out as a gardener. You could grow your own food. You can grow specialty crops, all sorts of things you can do, but you won't starve. And perhaps you won't have to do what you were doing before you got in here. So they asked me to come back, and I may do that. I've talked to the director there about it. It may happen. But it was a start. And they were very interested. I gave them all I got beforehand, Johnny selected seeds, catalogs, and they were allowed to keep them because they didn't have staples in them. So they all got to read that, and when they got out, to order them. Washington County Commissioner John Crowley, who used to be our sheriff, a good man, as is Representative McFadden, whom I much appreciate, by the way, and I wish he weren't termed out this time. Washington County Commissioner John Crowley said, when he was sheriff, I knew he had a garden. That's part of where I got this idea. The jail, the prisoners in jail, would go to county land and grow great big gardens every year, which is how it stuck in my head all these years. He says he saved about $25,000 a year just from volunteer prisoners doing these gardens, which is significant. And of course, if you had, well, I'm talking about raised bed gardens, 2 feet high. You don't need any equipment, just a little hand fork, 2 feet high, filled with good soil. then you just walk along, you ruffle the soil, you plant the seeds, you weed, you pick the food, and you eat. That's it. It really is quite simple. It's what I do for most part. If they had enough room, the facilities could also grow grains, and for that you would need flat ground, you'd need equipment. But I'm talking mostly about vegetables. So I also spoke with inmates at the county jail, Washington County, first to the men and then to the women, and they too were very receptive. This was at separate times. Each time I spoke for 2 hours, which I'm not going to do today, nor would you let me. Okay, prisoners. There are a lot of reasons for this. One being, they need survival skills. Number two, gardening is very calming, and it's a very important skill to have. A lot of people don't do it anymore. They used to. And number three, these people are going to be our neighbors. We do have to worry what they're going to do when they get out, and we really don't want them to go into hunter-gatherer mode. We are seeing more home invasions, drug problems, but also because people are losing their jobs and losing their homes. And I see this as one way to cut back on recidivism and to encourage them to become farmers. There are farms out here lying fallow, and if we can encourage them to work for farmers and then perhaps become farmers, this would help the whole state of Maine with its lack of food security. I talked too fast. Probably 2 hours isn't up yet. I have to check my notes. I did want to tell you, my Uncle Lou was head of prisoner products at Sing Sing Prison years ago. So ever since, and he used to bring things when they visited from the prison. Ever since, I have thought of this in the back of my mind as something that really needed to be done. And this is one thing that we can do, is to pass on to these prisoners an important skill. We can also, as they do at Bucks Harbor and probably in other places, have them do community service that wouldn't interfere with local businesses. There are a lot of things they can do, and they do a lot of that. I had a piece in the Bangor Daily 4 years ago called Where Inmates Can Grow Free. And I was talking at that time about a separate facility for prisoners where we taught them practical skills as well as having a great big farm. Because I think about this, having all these inmates and prisoners lolling about in cages, eating and sleeping and watching TV, I mean, it's terribly expensive, and it doesn't help them get ready for the outside world. And it's simply a waste of a huge amount of mostly young male energy. You just see it sitting there going to waste, and they could be doing some good for the world and making something out of themselves. We want them to become good, productive members of society, not in and out of prison career criminals. Now, I have a whole list of community services that they could be doing. I can give that to the clerk. There's another reason for it, too. Some of these inmates, mind you, I live in Washington County, don't know how to work. They never have done. And this would teach them how to work on a regular basis, and you have to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done, when you're growing things. This would also give them something outside of themselves and the petty small things that go on in jails and prison to think about and concentrate on. Gardening, becoming a gardener, as some of you I'm sure know, does something to you. It makes you feel better about yourself, and you're growing your own food. What could be more basic than that? You need less money, and you are able to survive.
Ma'am, I'm not cutting you off.
I have one more sentence.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that we want fewer prisoners, lower taxes, which is another reason for doing this, and people with needed skills coming out of our jails and prisons. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you. Testimony.
Representative Aya.
Thank you. Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, and distinguished members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee, good morning. My name is Bernard Aya, and I represent District 3 in Northern Aroostook County. Just wanted to, when I was asked to testify on this bill, I thought of a musical, or I guess it was a movie back in the 1960s. I'll test your trivia. Who was the, any of you remember Music Man? Who was the actor? Anybody remember? Robert Preston?
Yes.
What was the famous soliloquy or song he sang?
Right here in
River City. What was the major, the idle mind is the devil's workshop? Any of you remember that from that movie? It's rather interesting. That's the first thing I thought of when I was asked to testify on the bill. The idle mind is the devil's workshop. I'll explain. We as legislators submit a number of bills each year, and some bills deserve much more recognition and support than others. As Representative McFadden mentioned, this is a rather simple, straightforward bill, but I told him 13 people sitting in a horseshoe can mangle a simple bill more than anyone I know. I'm sure before this is over with, this will be highly mangled. An act to require gardens in state prisons is such one bill. It's simple, it's straightforward, it doesn't seem... I think the operative word here is require. I'm very confident that if any one of us were to poll our constituents, which of course I did, we would find the high majority of them supporting and applauding this bill. Having prison inmates work in a vegetable garden, what a great idea. Not only is it sensible, economically sound, healthy for the inmates, but it is also putting their time to productive use and will give them a sense of fulfillment. I can't begin to tell you the positive responses I received when I talked to some of my constituents about this bill. They even mentioned a number of benefits I had not even considered. Therapy, learning to use their time well, a life skill, as I believe the lady mentioned, lessons they can use when they get released, pride in their work, knowing they are not being a burden on the taxpayer but are contributing in some way to their board. They will be receiving a healthy diet while seeing and eating the fruit of their labor, having a sense of accomplishment while learning the value of hard work. My wife and I started a garden back in about 1976 as I was teaching school, and by the time I could afford a Troy Belt rototiller, I had taught school a few years, so it was about 1976. I still have the Troy Belt. I do garden every year for my family, of course, has grown up, and I replaced it with a rose garden. However, gardening is almost something that I look forward to. Can you imagine sitting in prison all winter and being able to get out in the spring and work in the soil, work in the garden? For me, this would almost be a reward. I talked to one state police. He said, well, Representative, you have to be careful. These people have shovels, they have hoes. I said, I'm positive that you would have enough sense to pick out one that would really appreciate being able to work in the garden. I can't imagine sitting in a prison all winter long. I would look forward very much to working in the garden. I think, in closing, I think that many of them, it may be the first time in their life that they will have a feeling of pride and success. I love to work in a garden and watch things grow and be able to eat I know the first thing you eat in the garden up north in Aroostook County is radish. That's about the first thing that comes. And then, of course, we start getting a few lettuce and things like this. But believe me, I'm fully in support of this bill and want to compliment the sponsor, Representative Howard McFadden, and his co-sponsors. Thank you for considering this very worthy bill, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative.
Any questions? President Burns.
Thank you, Senator. I hope I get a prize for remembering that song.
You certainly do.
the only question...
You don't have to recite it now, though.
I will sing it.
We have troubles right here in River City.
The only question that I have, the bill is going to require at each facility. How would you address the issue that maybe there is a rule in some of the facilities to have gotten yeah. space?
That is a problem. I know my son lived down here in Augusta, and he had to rent a piece of garden. I realize he wasn't a person or anything, but he had to rent a spot so he and his wife could go out there and make garden. I'm not familiar with some of the prisons. I don't know. I guess I've never been in prison. That's beside the point. I guess the point is, I thought perhaps prisons were large enough to have a spot, and you know, you can get loom hauled in, and you'd be surprised how it doesn't take a large garden to produce corn, lettuce, peas, string beans, the simpler things. It doesn't take a lot of space and you can produce a whole lot. We used to can and freeze garden vegetables, and but you do have a good question. I really am not familiar with the setup of prisons. But I'm sorry, I don't know more about the layout of prisons.
I think this is a good idea, and probably will come
from the department.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Questions? Seeing none, thank you, Representative. All right, we'll move on to public comment. Anybody who wishes to speak in support of the bill?
Senator Mason. Representing the former members of the committee and those gathered here to talk about good things. That was wonderful. This bill is a good thing. And one of the things was mentioned was health. And I just want to mention there's a high incidence of diabetes among prisoners that are here for long term. And as many of you know, my husband is in prison and has diabetes. So I just want to get up and say I'm very much for this. Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Page?
Oh. My name is Kay Page.
Any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in support of the bill?
Yes. Hi, my name is Ron Huber. I live in Rockland, and I'm strongly in support of this. I noticed that the Bolduc facility has a very large farm operation, at least it had last time I checked, and it has been exactly as the legislator is discussing. It's a opportunity for people to learn how to garden. It's also a privilege, which leads to good behavior by those who want to have the opportunity to go outside. And all that. So doing it on a small scale with each prison sounds like a wonderful idea. So I hope you support that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Huber? Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in support of the bill? Seeing none, we'll move to the opposition.
Good morning. Good morning, Senator Mason, Representative Plummer, and members of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. I am Jody Breton, Associate Commissioner for Legislative and Program Services within the Department of Corrections. I am here today in opposition of LB 685. The bill, as written, would require all state correctional and detention facilities that have space to establish vegetable gardens for food within that facility or food for another state correctional or detention facility. The reason the department is opposing this bill is it is unnecessary. Most facilities already have some type of gardening activities. Of the three that do not, they are willing to explore ways to have garden activities. The department does not have the resources to can or freeze vegetables, so we use what we grow when they become available. The department is very interested in finding ways, more creative ways, to expand our gardening activities to include both fruits and vegetables. The Bolduc Correctional Facility would be a very good place to expand, as we have the land and the labor. But we are lacking tools, equipment, seed, fertilizer, etc. Ideal crops for us at the Bolduc Correctional Facility would be potatoes, beans, root-type crops, because we have cold storage, so we wouldn't have to freeze or can. Hopefully, at work session, we can work together to find ways to support vegetable gardens at state correctional facilities. I'm happy to answer any questions now, and I will be at work session.
Thank you, Ms. Burton. Any questions? Senator
Drzewski. Thank you. Well, I've been listening to testimony wondering how many people actually take before a prison. To see what we actually do in business. And remembering that the Bulldog, we used to have a great program there, and we used to actually sell our produce that was too much of potatoes, especially. Remember that not that many years ago. And I can't remember going to any of the facilities county warrant your maximum security prison where we weren't growing things, because prisoners are outside all winter and summer. And so I was just waiting for somebody from the department to come up, because I didn't want to ask the other witnesses who probably haven't had tours of prisons because they're kind of security issues. So thank you for bringing that in.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, Ms. Brett. Unlike Representative Ion, I have been in many of our prison facilities. Not spent a lot of time there. And my initial reaction when I read this is, why do we need it? Because we're already doing a lot of that. But I guess I think that maybe it's an impetus to expand it where we can. You mentioned that if you could provide us with work session, full work session, the gardens that we already have, the extent of it, and the plans that you said the department is certainly willing to expand. And then also, if you have a report on any raised beds that exist in any of the facilities, that was mentioned. I think many of ours are in the ground, so to speak. But if you could provide us with some information on what's currently being done and what plans there are, perhaps, or could be to expand, that would be appreciated.
We'll do that.
Representative Burns.
Thanks, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President, for your testimony. I'm pleased to hear that the department is willing to work with us, because I do think it's a good idea to work together to expand it. What are the three facilities that we can accommodate something like this?
Well, Charleston Correctional Facility currently does not have a garden, but they share services with Mountain View, so the garden is actually physically located within the fence of Mountain View. Down East is more than willing to expand their use of gardening. And at the Maine State Prison, our most secure facility, that is the one where we're going to have to probably look the hardest to be able to do this type of activity, just because of the nature of the people that are there. The Bolduc Correctional would be our ideal place to expand, because we have a lot of land and we have labor. I think if we could come up with some creative way to get equipment, that we will be able to expand it more there. Because Senator Drzewski is right. We used to grow a lot of potatoes. For people who don't know, I was 10 years as the finance director for corrections. We've had a lot of potatoes and a lot of beans. We're having a problem now getting the beans out in time because the equipment is broke down. So we're very interested in it.
What do you mean about because of the nature of the people that are there?
This is one of our highest security facilities. We have to make sure that when we grow something, it can't be something that can be fermented or otherwise used as a weapon of some sort. So we have to really watch inside the fence there.
Sure. We have work groups going on there every day, correct?
Correct. And we would probably bring back to you to put in a garden. We propose to do it next door at the Bolduc Correctional Facility as opposed to with inside the fence.
I'm talking about Down East. You referred to Down East.
Oh, yes. Down East just, I don't believe, has really given this a lot of thought. When I call down there, I think they're willing to look at this one.
That's good.
Yes. I believe that our lower securities were all willing to go. Yeah, I've talked to all of them.
Are there any that just don't have the room to do something like this? Other than what you've already mentioned.
Right. No, the other ones are already have some type of gardening activities. Even at both juvenile facilities, we have a type of gardening. I know that Representative Plummer and Senator Mason were down to the Correctional Center the other day. The women's unit has a very nice looking garden started already inside, but they're getting ready to move it out.
Good, sounds like we're well on the way.
We are.
Representative Hanley and then Representative Haskell.
Thank you. Do you know what the cost analysts ever done to figure out, is it cheaper to grow our own vegetables or fruits, whatever it might be, when you take into consideration the tools, equipment, fertilizer, pesticides, or whatever they use? I know we'll talk about organic. Or is it just less expensive just to buy them?
Anecdotally, they've been said it's less expensive because we have to supply security coverage when we put prisoners out in open fields. But we're certainly willing to look at that. I don't believe that has been done recently, but I'll see if I can do some research for you.
I'd like to know what the difference is. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Representative Plummer and I can remember when Wyndham was called the farm, and it was called the farm because it was a farm. We did all the cows, dairy, all the milk for all the facilities, including hospitals, and a number of facilities because we ran a big milking operation there until that was shut down by the law, the determination that came down that we could not require prisoners to work. And however, Wyndham has been very active over the years and has had, also they had a hog farm facility and they were producing, slaughtering, teaching skills, even to prisoners with sharp knives around how to do that. And can you tell me if that's still operational and why we had to let go of that?
That is not operational. Where that farm used to be, I think you'll find the women's facility sitting on that location. But I certainly will check with the director to see if there's any other opportunities there. But
that seemed to be a very entrepreneurial opportunity for the facility, and I'd be interested in kind of a cost benefit. As with Representative Hanley, I understand there are costs to it, but that was a healthy alternative and did produce quite a fair amount of it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll just take a brief interlude here for a second. Senator, do you want
to? Downstairs in the Information Center, in less than 10 minutes, we're going to have a brief ceremony of fire chiefs. I put a bill through education that dealt with some of the changes being made to fire training, the name and the mission through the Department of Education. Didn't get a chance to go through this committee, but we're going to have an event downstairs. We have the our fire commission downstairs. Representative LaJoy and myself are both members of that. It was our legislation that went through, so we're going to have to make out for a couple of moments, but because of our involvement with the fire commission and the fire chiefs in this committee, I would like to certainly invite the whole committee to come down if they would like to, but I certainly have to. Yeah, I think there's several members of the committee that would choose from.
And that's totally fine. If you'd like to go down there, we're going to keep trucking ahead though, so anybody can go down who'd like to go down. All right, we'll continue with the opposition of this bill. Seeing none, anybody who wishes to speak either for or against? Ma'am, you've already spoken once. I can't allow you to speak again.
Oh, I just wanted to respond, but it's okay.
No. Sorry. Yes, Representative.
Thank you. I would encourage folks who have additional comments to put them in writing. We'll be glad to look at them for the work session, if that's correct.
Very simple. Mr.
Senator, thank you.
Neither for nor against. All right, seeing none, is there anything the committee wishes to have for work session? All right, that will close the public hearing on LD 685.
Senator,
yes.
One request. I believe this is a repeat bill from 2 years ago. I would like to have a file on that available for work session. That would be helpful.
The gardening bill.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And we'll work with her to see if that can happen because I'm getting faced.